Marine Lance Corporal Gregory MacDonald was killed last month in the central Iraqi city of Hilla when his armored vehicle tipped over. The reconnaissance unit he was in had been rushing to assist another unit under fire. Fred Tice of member station WBUR in Boston spoke to MacDonald's father.
In the photograph his father Arthur hands over, 29-year-old Gregory MacDonald sits on the turret of his vehicle in Iraq. He looks relaxed, but he's holding a rifle in one hand. Arthur MacDonald says his son's path to that dusty Iraqi roadside was the result of a lifetime of trial and error. He spoke about his late son at his daughter's Burlington, Massachusetts home as her children played around him.
We always told Gregory, if you don't like what you're going to do, then change, do something else, never stay with something that you don't believe in. Well, that basically was the story of Gregory's life. He always was searching for what he believed in.
Greg MacDonald first went to college to pursue religious studies. Then he decided he preferred classical guitar until he discovered that he was tone deaf in one ear. Then he found philosophy. He was midway through a master's program at American University when he told his father he wanted to join the Marine Reserves.
Our only question was why. He said he never understood what commitment was because he never had the opportunity to live for a commitment. And at the same time, he never understood what it meant to have dedication to that commitment. And he felt that the Marine Corps had both, and he had to learn what it was and what it meant.
MacDonald says his son joined a reconnaissance unit because he felt he could do the most good out in front. Greg MacDonald lived in Washington, not far from his unit, the 4th Light Armored Reconnaissance Battalion in Frederick, Maryland. When he wasn't with the Marines, he worked as a bartender.
He was against the Iraqi war, and one of his girlfriends works for an organization that protested the Iraqi war, and we have pictures of Greg carrying signs, no Iraqi war. And a month later, he was off the war.
In Iraq, his views changed. At first, in letters, emails typed in the dark on a tiny keyboard, and satellite phone calls, MacDonald told his father that he was no longer opposed to the war.
He really believed that there wouldn't be peace any other way but through drastic change. And he realized that perhaps the only way to effect drastic change was having to go to war.
Over time, Greg MacDonald stopped talking about being for or against the war. He started writing
that it really got bad when they declared that the war was over, that the fighting really began then, and there was nobody there to tell the story, and that Marines were dying through direct combat, and there was nobody there. They were there alone. Nobody really heard what was going on, and it just got worse. It didn't get better. They didn't know who they were fighting. There was no one to see.
Greg MacDonald died on June 25th. He leaves behind his father, his mother Diana, his sister, and two brothers. For NPR News, I'm Fred Tice.